Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning our guest is Damon Clark and he's with Zion Recovery. Good morning to you, Damon.
Good morning to you too, LaVon.
Well, Damon, you and I and a bunch of other people attend a meeting called Healthy Cass, and you gave us a report that I'm going, people need to know this. It's about meth. So tell us what's happening with meth.
So methamphetamine has decreased in the labs. Law enforcement has done a fantastic job in making sure those meth labs are gone and getting rid of the products needed to make meth. Unfortunately, methamphetamine is now back on the rise. A little bit of history behind that is down in Mexico, they had they produced a lot of marijuana. Now that the United States has legalized marijuana, they've lost money due to sales in the United States. So they increased methamphetamine labs, and that is being shipped up from Mexico. And this meth that is out on the streets now is very, very potent at 99% purity, and it's very cheap. So if a curious youth was to try this, a high school student, they're gonna like it. The euphoric effect they're gonna feel from that, they're gonna want to do it again. It's very, very potent. It's very dangerous. We also see a lot more people, adults that were trying to quit, going back to it. It's out there now. It's on the rise. We need to be aware of that.
The supply is there, and to me that it's really scary that it's so pure. I mean, 99.9%. How much would it take somebody, and I know it varies from person to person, but like if somebody's just trying, how much does it take to overdose?
Well, it's person to person, and people have a different tolerance level depending on how long they use. The dangerous part about this is it's not just trying it. Once you try something at that high level of purity, it changes the brain, and it changes the brain in a way that will cause craving and lead towards addiction. And we see it coming through Cass County, and we see a rise in patients needing treatment for methamphetamine use disorder. So to, again, just to provide that awareness and education that it's still out there and it's all over.
And I'm glad you mentioned Cass County, because I think some of us who are very naive still think of, well, you've got to go to the city to get any kind of drug supply. Not true.
It's not true there. It's all over, and we get a lot of reports even from these rural small towns, in Messina and Anita and Atlantic. They see a lot more activity going on. You see a lot more people walking around on the streets, and it's kind of scary when you think about it. And then, we're trying to keep it out of the hands of youth. The more it comes in here, the more opportunity kids have to use it. And then again, awareness and education is so important. And that's why we see the rise in methamphetamine. And again, is because the demand. They are producing more methamphetamine labs and sending it up in the United States.
Well, I guess that's the way some people make money, and money is a lot of power. So one of the things that you mentioned previously was about night walkers. Tell me how that relates to meth.
Well, so when we say night walkers, typically we see people, walking around the streets from midnight to 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I get a lot more reports of that, seeing people walking around neighborhoods they typically wouldn't see. That doesn't necessarily mean they're on a drug or under the influence. However, they're seeing a lot more activity, more than usual. People are putting up cameras. People are watching, throughout their packages that are delivered. They see a lot more nighttime activity, and it's kind of just a connection, and you just kind of want to make that relation and be aware of that. You see more activity like that.
Yeah, really important that we don't close our eyes to what's going on around our homes and in our community. We really do need to be more aware. Now, being more aware, one of the things that you've been working on in the community is a group called CLEAN.
Yes, so that's our, it's Cass County, it's CLEAN, stands for Community Leadership Efforts Acting Now. It is a nonprofit status, and we meet every second Tuesday of the month and talk about what's going on in the county, how to make improvements. We've added mental health to that as well. We are trying to reduce the stigma of mental health and addiction, and increase the awareness that it's out there and there's help out there. And we create action plans so we can target, you know, what's going on and help reduce some of those concerns that we have related to whether it's mental health or substance use, because they go hand in hand.
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned that it's broader than just drug prevention. You know, we need, again, think broader in terms of people's lives. So who can come to the CLEAN meetings? You mentioned when they meet. Who's invited to come?
Anybody in the community can come to the CLEAN meetings. We invite and we encourage families to come and talk about what they see, what's going on in the community, give their opinion. We have the Coalition, which is a nonprofit, so you can become a partner with that, and we go after certain grants that you can say, hey, you know, maybe we need something like a Big Brother, Big Sisters program here. Maybe we need a community center set up for high-risk youth. There's all kinds of ideas, and they're more than welcome to join and just check out the Coalition meetings, and it's every second Tuesday of the month.
Where?
At the City Hall in Atlantic, Iowa.
Okay, and you said at noon?
It's from 11:30 to 1 o'clock.
Okay, very good. It should fit in most people's schedules if they'd like to come.
The lunch hour.
Is there any fee to be a member?
There's no fee to be a member. Nope, there's
all
no
right.
fee. Yep.
So anybody who's interested, has a concern, I'm hearing they would be welcome to come and hear what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, it's not just substance use or abuse. We have anywhere from mental health providers to our law enforcement and our mayors. You have the ability to connect with the people you need to connect with regarding many different areas. So it's a great coalition. I do encourage people to check it out.
One of the things that I see you've done, kind of to promote the word, you have some t-shirts.
We do have t-shirts made. We had them at Atlantic Fest. They're $10 a t-shirt. We'll be making some more and getting them out there, letting the community know who we are, letting the community know who the partnerships are, and we're always looking for more sponsors and stakeholders and people that want to join. So
let's talk a little bit about Zion Recovery. Are there some new programs going on or just some basic things you want to tell us about?
Well, Zion Recovery is, again, we are a person-centered therapy. We also have mental health as well. So we have our newest programs, our co-occurring courses that we have. And we have a mental health provider as well as a clinical substance abuse provider in the same group. So as they're doing that, they can focus in on substance use and mental health together at the same time. And that way we're covering all the bases, excuse me, and they're getting the education and the tools they need to be successful.
So Damon, if somebody, a group, an organization wanted to learn more, do you and other staff members come out to go to meetings and give presentations?
Yeah, absolutely. Depending on kind of what your target audience is, you know, CLEAN offers a variety of providers that can do it all, from human trafficking to suicide to prevention treatment. And if they ever had any questions ever, they can always come down to Zion as well and see us and ask us down there, and we're more than welcome to help navigate them to where they want to go.
And where is Zion located?
So Zion is located at, we're across the street from the hospital. We are at 1500 East 10th Street. So we encourage you to come check us out. If you've got any questions, pop on in and say, ask for Damon.
Yes. So I guess, you know, we just need to be aware of our community and the resources and who can be involved. And sometimes we think, well, there's a problem, but I don't know what to do. Well, kind of reach out.
Absolutely. Yeah, and just be aware of that. And, you know, a lot of it is have compassion and some empathy. I think in some way we've lost some of that, and we've been divided and kind of say it's just that person, it's just this person. We show more love and empathy and compassion towards them, we'll see a lot more changes being made. And that's what we want, is a healthier cast. And that's kind of why we talked about it, a healthy cast. That's what we're looking for. So, yep.
Well, we want to thank you very much, Damon Clark. And I want to say thank you for being at Produce in the Park and giving some education. And thank you for all the work that you do. So until next time, I'm going to say be aware.